Hi, we're looking back on March the 4th, the day in 1924 when a little ditty written by a couple of school teachers was first published. Walt Disney's classic animated film, Cinderella, premiered in 1950. And March 4 marks the end of Ansett. The airline was permanently grounded from this day in 2002 after 66 years.
Ansett, we only wanted to make it the best airline in Australia.
Birthdays rocker Shaken Stevens celebrates his 73rd birthday. You drive me crazy. Lindy Crichton, formerly Lindy Chamberlain, is also 73, the mother of baby Azaria, who was thrust into the spotlight and controversy when her daughter went missing from Ayers Rock in 1980.
I just yelled out, has anyone got a torch? Lingo's got my baby.
British singer-songwriter Chris Rea, the man they call rock's ultimate survivor, is 70. While there's a chance and you're near, well, it's tense. Actress Patricia Heaton is 63 today, best known for playing the mum in the sitcoms The Middle and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Because you've made it crystal clear. You're all nuts!
Karen Knowles turns 57, one of the first stars to come out of Young Talent Time.
I was a contestant three times and then they said, would you like to come and rehearse with the team and would you like to join?
Former Wallabies coach Michael Checker celebrates his 54th.
And I want to make it clear, obviously, England were the better team. Well, they had us under pressure for many moments of the game and I thought we resisted really well.
And one of my all-time favourite comedians, the man who held the record for the most one-liners in 60 seconds, Tim Vine, is also 54 today.
He said, do you want a game of darts? I said, all right then. I said, nearest to ball starts. He said, bah. I said, he said, you're closest.
From one comedian to another, John Candy, the star of movies like Cool Runnings, Spaceballs and Uncle Buck, died on this day in 1994, aged just 43.
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
Remembering John Candy on March 4.